All right, nice to have you back with us. We've got Giants and Cubs today, Gausman and Zach Davies. And we welcome in the general manager of the San Francisco Giants, and as Scott Harris. Scott, how are you?
Hey, Marty. I'm doing well. How about you?
Very good. I enjoyed the show this morning. We started early, 7 a.m. here on the Pacific time zone. So glad to get ready for this one. Looks like a good game for the Giants today, Gausman and Zach Davies. But let's talk about this. You come back to Chicago, and, of course, you had so many nice years in Chicago, the World Series championship, and I want to get your thoughts about coming back and also about the tribute to someone that I'm sure you like quite a bit, and that's Chris Bryant.
Yeah, no, you hit it. It's been an emotional trip for me. This is the first time I've been back at Wrigley Field. It's actually the first time I've ever been in the visiting clubhouse at Wrigley Field, because when you work for the Cubs, there's no reason to go out to the visiting clubhouse. So it's been a new experience for me. You know, I spent most of the day yesterday reflecting on, you know, how lucky I feel to have spent my formative years in Chicago learning from, you know, some of the best executives in the game. You know, Theo, Jed, Joe Maddon, and everyone over here were so generous with their time and their investment in me, both personally and professionally. And I'll be forever grateful for that. It was also fun to see the fans get a chance to, you know, give Chris the standing ovation that he deserved. You know, if you remember right before we traded for him, he didn't actually play in that game at Wrigley Field. So he never really got to, you know, acknowledge the fans and thank them for everything they've done for him over the years. And so it's a great moment to be a part of. And, really glad I got to make the trip out here to Chicago to see it for myself.
Yeah, it was beautiful. He was very emotional, wasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it shows you that he's human, and it shows you that, you know, Chicago means a lot to him. But he's also, you know, excited to start the next chapter. So I think it's a bittersweet moment for him. But again, glad he got to interact with the fans and some of the behind the scenes staff that I know mean a lot to him.
Scott Harris joins us. Scott, when the trade went down, Bryant for the minor leaguers, and had Tim Stebbins on today from NBC Sports Chicago. He was raving about Canario and the potential power he's got. But what role did you have in the negotiations in that trade, being that you're so familiar with the Cubs?
Yeah, I was negotiating the trade with Jed Hoyer, the president of the Cubs. You know, we're kicking many ideas back and forth via text and had a bunch of phone calls leading up to the trade. But the subtext of every conversation we had was that, you know, Chris would be a great fit in San Francisco. He would you know, fit into our position playing core very well. And he really fits how we play. And I think the Giants fans have seen that in recent weeks. And we're very fortunate to have him in the fold right now.
Well, you did a good job. You convinced somebody, so I'm glad he's with the Giants. Scott, something that I was thinking about, and of course you being the general manager, the Giants move people up and down at will. Every day I get an email, Giants roster moves for the day, and there's always something going back and forth. So a couple of questions. One, how do you do that in the playoffs? Can you make moves like that in the playoffs? What are the rules now as far as changing roster spots, and once the playoffs start?
Yeah, unfortunately, when you get to the playoffs, you have to set your roster in advance. So I think it's the morning of game one, you have to submit a roster that is set in stone, you know, pending injuries. If a player gets injured during the season, there are rules that allow you to replace the player. But, you know, I think you're going to get fewer emails about Giants transactions when we're in the playoffs and we're in a series with a fixed roster.
So you have to be in the organization at least by September 1st, isn't that correct?
Yeah, exactly. So we had to submit a preliminary postseason roster by the end of the day on August 31st. And that's the list of eligible players that could be just placed on the postseason roster. In addition to that, anyone in your organization as of August 31st and who stays in your organization through the beginning of that playoff series is eligible to be, you know, promoted to the playoff roster. So we have some sets of players in the big leagues who will comprise the majority, if not all, of our playoff roster, but we also could grab someone from the minor leagues if we have a need.
Okay, well, it'll be interesting. Now, last thought on rosters. You know, in September, it used to be 40 players, and, you know, you'd have two different locker rooms for all the players. Now it's 28, only a couple of different players. How do you maneuver the 28? Is it business as usual with options and everything else?
Yeah, it's business as usual. I think some of the players that we have here are glad that we aren't able to expand our roster to 40 players anymore, especially as we come into Wrigley Field, which is notorious for having a small clubhouse and a small dugout. So it's a little bit less cramped here. But we're trying to make use of the extra two roster spots. And if we have to make a transaction, then it's just sort of business as usual. We can option anyone with options and then grab someone from Sacramento who we think fits our roster better for any upcoming series.
And what happens with the taxi squad? Do you still have the taxi squad for the month of September?
Yeah, we're allowed to continue to have a taxi squad on the road. It's a trade-off when it comes to filling out the taxi squad, because if you add someone to the taxi squad for a road trip, it means they're not getting at-bats or innings in Sacramento. So we try to strike the right balance between providing the support for our big league team during a long road trip with making sure that those players are continuing to develop in Sacramento and continuing to improve to one day help us in the future.
How do you like the opener? This is something very new for San Francisco Giant fans to and look, you grew up in the Bay Area. You've seen the pitching and Jason Schmidt and Lincecum and the rest of them. What do you think about the opener, the way it's employed now?
No, I think one important theme for everyone to remember when you look at, bullpen days and openers is that, we would prefer to have five aces and just run them out every fifth day. I don't think anyone, prefers to use an opener or any creative pitching strategies to get through games. But sometimes, especially in this year with spiking injury rates, there just isn't a full supply of starting pitchers out there. And so sometimes you have to get creative. Sometimes you have to, find ways to continue to give yourself an opportunity to win. And I think you saw that yesterday. I think, we ran out several relievers after Dominic Leon opened the game. And it makes it very difficult on the opposing offense if if as a hitter in the Cubs lineup, you have to face four or five different pitchers and adjust to four or five different looks from different slots. So, again, we would prefer to have an ace in every slot, but it's just unrealistic for us to have it right now in this year, and therefore we are pivoting to some creative strategies when we have a need as a result of various injuries that have plagued us in recent weeks.
If I think back to spring training, and I think you probably had about 30 non-roster pitchers in camp, and I said, what is he going to do with all these people? But you cobbled it together, and you got a pretty darn good bullpen, the best in the big league since the break.
Yeah, we feel like we're proud of our pitching infrastructure and the coaches for helping to manage a large complement of pitchers that have helped us in the big leagues. But I think it's important to note the selflessness in our clubhouse right now. If you look at our pitching group or our position player group, it's tough to get at bats in innings these days. It's tough to crack the lineup every day. And even if you're a position player who does crack the lineup, you're not guaranteed to play all nine innings because, our bench is so deep and Cap is so proactive about finding pinch hit matchups. In some clubhouses with some groups of players, that can cause friction and create an untenable situation, but not with this group and not in this clubhouse. So I think a lot of credit has to go to the pitchers and the position players who are mindful of, the bigger picture here that, we're trying to win the NL West and trying to play deep in October. And, being nimble and being selfless is a big part of, how we've been winning all year.
What do you think of Belt being the captain?
I just hope he doesn't declare himself the GM next. He's on quite a heater.
Well, why not? He could. But, I think you should stay with it. Is he going to wear the C today? Do you know?
That's a great question. I haven't seen him this morning, so I think you and I will find out for the first time together.
Yeah, every team needs to lighten it up. Don't you think every team, what did the Cubs do going down the stretch in all the years you're in the playoffs? Did they lighten it up? Maybe the celebrations after the game, but every team's got to lighten it up in September. Don't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And I know you know this, Marty, but you know some of your listeners may not. Brandon has an excellent sense of humor, and I'm really glad that some of the fans got to see it during yesterday's game, because he does that stuff all the time on the plane and on the bus, and I'm glad that the fans got to see that side of him.
All right, so let's talk Belt a little bit. I mean, Crawford has signed. The speculation is Posey, something's working with him. But we haven't heard anything about Belt for next year. How come?
Yeah, I mean, listen, Fawn and I have both been outspoken about wanting to keep guys in San Francisco. We have a great thing going on here, and we really want to keep this group together. However, you know, there's so much on our plate right now. We're trying to win the NL West. We're trying to play deep into October. And so some of that contractual stuff, has to take a back seat out of necessity this time of year because, we have so many challenges still to overcome before we get to the postseason. I'm confident that that contractual stuff will take care of itself after the season. But I think that's one of the reasons why you haven't heard anything.
All right. Belt has always been the favorite of the analytical crowd, and I think he's having a terrific season. What's his strength to you? What's the best part of Belt?
Yeah, I mean, I think his approach at the plate is impeccable. I've long admired his approach even prior to taking this job. He's so disciplined. He has a thoughtful plan at the plate, and he doesn't chase. He doesn't deviate from his plan, certainly outside the zone, but even inside the zone. He's very self-aware and knows the pitches that he can drive and knows the ones that, he's better off taking. And I think you see that, night in, night out, and it's become contagious in our clubhouse. I think a lot of our guys look to Brandon for help building a plan at the plate. He's very good at it and has been for a long time.
Boy, he's terrific. Hey, Scott, I appreciate you coming on today. Enjoy Chicago. And I'll catch up with you as we go through September. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Marty. Thanks for having me on.
No, it's a pleasure. All right, that is Scott Harris, the GM of the San Francisco Giants. All right, Bill is going to go to the booth for the talk back, and he's got extra innings today. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. More coming up on the Sports Leader.